The Wisconsin Democratic Party says about 1,600 people will be at the two-day convention. State Party Chairman Mike Tate says Governor Walker's attack on collective bargaining and Congressman Paul Ryan's plan to create Medicare vouchers have Democrats fired up. But some of the Republican state senators fighting off recall elections have been raising sizable amounts of money. Tate contends the Democratic challengers will have financial support.
You know, the Democratic Party, you know, as of our last finance report, has already raised well over $1 million. I expect that we will continue on that pace, raising money.
Democrats also have a big question mark as to who will run to replace the retiring Herb Cole as U.S. Senator. Former Senator Russ Feingold says he'll decide by Labor Day. Mike Tate says the matter probably won't be settled at this weekend's convention.
You know, I don't anticipate having any announced candidates by the end of this weekend. That doesn't mean that someone doesn't, you know, get a little inspired up at the podium.
Tate says there may eventually be a Democratic primary for Senate. One other question for the convention will be what New York Representative Anthony Weiner will say when he speaks tonight. Weiner's been in the news because of a lewd photo on his Twitter feed. Mike Tate says Weiner's account was hacked.
I'm not going to hold against him the fact that somebody played a silly prank on him.
If Weiner goes ahead with his speech, it'll be one of several at the convention that may make national news. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.